Hey, Chevron, want to share a Torah? Mamash Eitzel Kevah Rachel, Zchus Refu Shleima of Yaakov Ben Tzara, Shebusur Toivas Refuas and Shuos Bez Hashem Isbarach.
Amen. Amen.
I'm standing by Kevah Rachel. We all know the famous Medrash in Eicha Rabbah that by Churban Bayis, all the Tzadikim, and Tzikanios, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they all went and they all try to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Geula. And to each and every one of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. And then comes Rachel Imenu. And Rachel Imenu davens for Geula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to those tefillos and brings Geula. And we all know why. Because Rachel Imenu was willing to give of herself, to give up her husband, so her sister shouldn't be embarrassed, and to be mevater completely on her own self, to be meichel in all of her kavod, to just give and put others above herself. Put others above herself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I bring Geula. So the emes is, that's how Geula is always going to come into this world. And that's how we're going to be zoichet to the Geula Shleima Bez Hashem Isbarach. But we're holding, I was thinking about it. We're standing here and about to daven Bekever Rachel during the Heilige Yimei Shaivivim, the days of tshuva of Shaivivim. And the days of Shaivivim are days that we work on ourselves and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do tshuva, specifically staying away from the taivas of the world, from the temptations of the world. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik, who's the child of Rachel Yemenu, is Yesod, is the Yesod of the world, Yesod of specifically these areas of working on ourselves and not giving in to our temptations and being free and having self-control in life. And therefore, if Yosef HaTzadik is Yesod, Yosef HaTzadik we know is able to have the self-control and to withstand all the taivas of Eishes Potiphar, clearly on some level he got that from his mother. So much of who all of we are is comes from our parents. So much of who we are comes from our parents. And therefore Yosef HaTzadik, the Yesod of Yesod, the Yesod of Yosef HaTzadik, came from Rachel Imenu. And of course Yaakov Avinu. But Rachel Imenu brought Geula. So Rachel Imenu brought Geula for Yosef HaTzadik. And the Geula Beprat, for every situation that we are in, and when we're the Etahara is trying to get the best of us and trying that we should give in to our temptations. And when we have self-control, that's a Geula. That's Mamash a Geula. And therefore the days of Shovim are days of Geula. So where does that Koach come from? Where's the Koach of Yesod? Where's the Koach of Yosef HaTzadik come from? It comes from Rachel Imenu. Why? I want to say, Eitel Rachel Imenu, the following. That when one gives in to their temptations, their taivas, and indulges in pleasure in a way that's not healthy for anybody, it comes from a place of focusing completely on oneself. It's being self-absorbed. It's wanting pleasure. It's just seeking pleasure and wanting to feel good in ways that are unfortunately not best for us. Unhealthy pleasure. How does one then work on that, not looking to give in to those pleasures that are unhealthy for us? You have to be looking to put others above yourself. You have to be looking to sacrifice for others and not focusing on only your own pleasures. And when you're mevatel yourself for others and you're willing to put others above yourself, so then you're not focusing on yourself and you don't look to be absorbed in all the pleasures of the world in ways that are not good for us and ultimately hold us in shackles and make us slaves to our desires. So it's Rachel Imenu, who was the one who gave up herself for her sister Leah, and therefore brought Geula to the world. Her koach was built into Yosef HaTzadik, and therefore Yosef HaTzadik is Yesod, and gives us the koach to withstand all of the temptations of this world, and bring Geula. Bez Hashem Baruch, we should be zoicha, as we're standing here to daven for ultimate Geula, to daven Geula Shleima. Like we know the famous story of Chaim Shalevitz, that the whole song of Mama Rachel was based upon Mama Rachel should continue to cry for us and bring Geula Shleima b'mehera b'meinu. But until that time also, we should be zoche to Geula b'prat, individualized Geula. Geula in all different ways, but specifically when we need Geula from the control of the Yetzer Hara, that through the chiras, the freedom of being free from our desires, having self-control. And if we want an eitzah and how to work on that, if Yosef learned it, he got it from his mother, give and give and give of yourself. Sacrifice yourself for others. Put others above yourself. Don't focus on ourselves. Well, zeicha to our gula b'prat, and then the gula, which makes so much sense, right? Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? So it's that avos, that giving, and then not focusing oneself, that's going to bring the gula shleima with Mashiach Akeinu and Heir v'Yameinu. I call the Rahman Ishma. I be Rahman Ishma. I Rachel Mevaka. I Alba Neho. I Rachel Mevaka.
Oh, no.